So Cambridge United are indeed on their way to the new stadium. It's located near to Stoke Quay off the A1303, less than 10 minutes away from the Abbey. Architects KSS have worked on the main stand development at Anfield, the roof on Centre Court at Wimbledon and Brighton's Amex Stadium. And I've been speaking to Chief Executive Ian Mather.
The catalyst for this one is that the opportunity is there to move to a greenfield site, which is consistent with what the County Councillor Marshall put forward as an area for planning permission, or to be considered for planning permission, to be clear, in the call for sites, which was launched earlier this year. So it's an opportunity to move through a half-open door, maybe.
And I'm assuming you've had some pre-conversations with either planning authorities, certainly with marshals, in order to make sure that your sort of proposal is the one that they're going to take a look at and hopefully say, yeah, this really works as part of this development.
Yes, we have. We've been talking for getting on for a year about the possibility of a site there. And when Marshall and the County Council put forward their proposal within the call for sites plan at the beginning of this year, they expressly put in there that they would like to see, within a wider development, a new community stadium for Cambridge United.
And my co-presenter, Lucy, her boyfriend is a avid United fan. He's there at the Abbey most Saturdays, I think, when there's a home game. And his observation was obviously excited by the plans, but also a little bit worried that it's pushing the club out of the city.
It is moving a bit away from the city, but you have to look at where is the available land. But I don't think it is. If you look at it at the moment and look where we've suggested it goes and look where the city is, it does look as though it's well out of the city. But if you look at it in the context of Marshall Airport moving within 10 years and a plan to develop that east side of Cambridge, then I think you would see that the stadium would then be on the edge of a widened Cambridge.
So if it's not part of the city now, then it would be certainly part of the city, I don't know, and either when it's built or not long afterwards.
That's right, yeah. This is a stadium for future generations. And by the time 10-plus years have passed, if the Marshall and County Council plan comes forward, then it will be on the edge of an enlarged Cambridge. Mm.
And the involvement of Mayor Palmer, James Palmer, in this, and in particular his transport proposal. I'm kind of imagining something where you get on the metro and you hop out and it's whatever it ends up being called. It is the Cambridge United stop.
That is an ideal outcome which we'd love to see happen. The Mayor, I completely with the Mayor, that Cambridge needs a metro system. We need to get people out of cars. We need a radically different type of transport system. And the metro is the one that is on the table at the moment for consideration.
And do you think the metro, or at least that particular metro station, will be built at the same time as the ground is? Because otherwise, I guess you'll be doing things like running a whole load of buses from the present Abbey Stadium out to Stoke Quay.
Well, two things. It's not quite Stoke Quay. It's quite a bit closer in from that.
Okay.
But also a proposal to move the park and ride site, which is currently further into Cambridge down New Market Road. Imagine if that was relocated a bit further out next to the station. It means that cars don't have to come in and drive a distance down New Market Road past the roundabout at Airport Way. They can stop at a place close to the A14 next to the stadium. You would then have a park and ride bus service going to and from the city to the park and ride and also the stadium. Mm. On the second point, yeah, I can imagine the metro being put in ahead of any other development because for once I think the thinking around Cambridge is let's put the transport infrastructure in first before we build a major development. But the stadium would be an enabling development to allow that metro to go in early.
And how about the financing for this particular project? I guess fans will always have an eye on that. How is this stadium going to be funded?
Okay. I think we have to look at this as creating an investable asset which will provide a quality stadium to Cambridge United for generations to come.
So does that mean you go into debt in order to do so?
No, absolutely not. It is creating an asset which others will want to invest in. So if you imagine a stadium which is more than just a stadium, we talked about it being a conference centre, a place for concerts. It could generate electricity. It could have a medical centre. There will be naming rights to be sold off. It is all creating an asset which will generate revenue. We would then be looking for an investor, probably an ethical investor, prepared to accept a modest return, and there are those out there, who would say, yes, we do want to invest in this sort of project, and we can get enough return from all of the things I've talked about, and probably a few more, to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, the concerts is interesting. You did this, I think AHA were involved, weren't they, a couple of years or so ago, and it made me wonder, maybe they should do more gigs at the Abbey. It's a good place to get people in, but potentially the new stadium could be just a place to do that.
It absolutely could be. The AHA concert did throw up some problems.
I know that you did car parking, didn't you, on the retail park outside of the home base and the Halfords, all of that area. I know it was a Sunday when not so many people might be going there, but that was quite an interesting way around it.
Well, it was, but the problems it threw up actually were the stadium, built in the 1930s, wasn't designed for concerts. So there was some damage to the pitch, there was some damage to the car park, because it just isn't designed for that. Whereas a new stadium would have this inbuilt design feature that we could stage concerts.
And I guess that's the issue for a lot of things, isn't it, really? It is a nice ground, but it was a very nice ground in the 1930s, and we've moved on a bit since then.
We have, and if you look at clubs that have succeeded in league football, there's quite a correlation between those who have moved to new stadium and those that haven't. The likes of Stockport, York City have dropped out of the league. Other teams have come into the league, Forest Green Rovers, who have invested in new stadia. It is one of the ways in which you can make a football club sustainable.
But I do know that some Premier League fans in particular, Arsenal springs to mind, they've got a lot of other problems right now, but you know, some Arsenal fans might argue, upgrade of the stadium, that means not so much money for players. Is that going to be the same with Cambridge United, or can you assure fans that you'll spend the same? I realise that the sums involved are very different to the Premier League clubs, but you'll still look to buy the players or get them in on loan whenever required, and the stadium is the stadium project.
That's the vision. The stadium is the stadium project. And if you think of Arsenal, I can see that point, but if you think of Manchester City and the Etihad moving from Main Road, speaking as a Mancunian, I used to go to Main Road as a child. I think if you ask most Manchester City fans, they're very glad they've gone to the Etihad, and certainly you can't question their success since they've moved.
Well, we wish, of course, Cambridge United success on the pitch, particularly over the busy Christmas period. Ian, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
That's Ian Mather, the chief executive of Cambridge United. Spoke to him on Friday, so it was this tricky thing. Justin says I didn't want him to lose over the weekend or anything like that.
No, it was your outro was perfect because he's had a pretty good day yesterday. And
not bad at all. Well, let's hope it continues.
Yeah, no, I thought the interview was great. I mean, I like the question at the end about playing budget. It's something I hadn't really thought of at all in terms of the spending on the stadium. Will it affect the playing side of things? Hopefully it won't. But then you've got to look at the long-term future. Most clubs who progress through the Football League have improved and have a decent stadium. The key thing is getting the balance right because a lot of these new stadiums you can pretty much pick up and put anywhere around the country and devote them to any side because they don't really have too much character. But I think if the youth can strike a bit of balance between keeping some of the nostalgia of the Abbey into the new design and making it feel like it's still part of the community.
I love the pictures. I know that sometimes you know what we see in architects' drawings aren't necessarily what we get in the finished article, as if Lucy just looks out of her window on Station Square, could probably testify to. But the architects behind all of this have a pretty good pedigree, having worked on Wimbledon and the Amex Stadium, and also, I think, part of the Manchester City ground as well. So it's a pretty impressive track record. I look forward, really, to, I guess, over the next few years, we'll get all of these things. The planning has to go officially through, of course, although they do, by the sounds of things, so they do seem to have the backing of those involved. Cambridge 105 Radio.